On Thursday, we discussed the sugya of the Saint Halamata, what happens if a person forgets to say the Saint Halamata in Baruch Aleinu, and then he forgets even in Shemei Tefillah. So where does he go back to? Does he go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu, or does he just say it in Shemei Tefillah, he can go back to Shemei Tefillah? It's a major discussion in the Rishonim. We talked about the lumdus of the Machlokes, what's it based on? What's it based on? We had a Ritzvah in Tainus, a Ran in Tainus. The Chaim played a role in that too. What's the nature of Saint Halamata? And go back and forth. How do we paskin lemaisa? How do we paskin lemaisa in that whole shaila? Do we go back to Baruch Aleinu? Do we go back to Shomei Tefillah if you pass Shomei Tefillah already? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says that if you forget to say the Saint Halamata both in Baruch Aleinu and Shomei Tefillah, go back to Baruch Aleinu. That's the Psak Halacha. This is the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuk Yudayim. Dine Birchas Hashonim. Dine Birchas Hashonim. At the end of that Simon, Kuf Yudayim Sefei. The Shulchan Aruch says, Moshal Motu V'nizka Kodesh Shemei Tefillah, Eim Echzion Oso, Moshal B'Shemei Tefillah. Of course, if you remember before Shemei Tefillah, just say the same time about him in Shemei Tefillah. Dimlo Nizka Aracha Shemei Tefillah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Dimlo Oka Raglov Chosel Birchas Hashonim, Dimokal Raglov Chosel Roshat Tefillah. If Okaraglov, if you took the steps back, then you have to start all over again. But if Lo Okaraglov, says the Shulchan Aruch, go back to Bechaz Hashanim. Not to Shemei Tefillah. He doesn't paskin like the Rabbanit Tsarfas, like Tosfos. He paskins like the Rambam. Paskins like the Rambam, that you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Go back to Baruch Aleinu. So he's probably assuming, like the Ritva, that the ability to say the same Talmud and Shemei Tefillah is only a Tashlumin. To Bezu Bezu. If you make a mistake both in the original place and in the place of Tashlum, then you got to go back to the beginning and go back to Bechaz Hashem. Okay, this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It's important not just to get the lumdus of the shittas, but to understand how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. We have to walk away with the halacha lemaisa here too. Tosfos has an extra comment that we left out. This is really the second part of Tosfos. Sometimes when you have a big Tosfos, it's always overwhelming, you know. Look at it, you say, how do I... So we've talked about breaking down a Tosfos. That's the most important yesod that I have found. If you break down a Tosfos, you'll find that there are often many parts in one Tosfos. Like, one Tosfos could be three Tosfos in. So if you break it down to three Tosfos, it doesn't seem so difficult anymore. So here, too, I didn't even give you the whole Tosfos initially. The first part of Tosfos really focuses on what we were discussing before. If you forget Baruch Aleinu, if you forget the Saint Halamata, both in Baruch Aleinu and Shemei Tefillah, what to do? That was the first part of Tosfos. But it doesn't relate to the second part. So now let's get to the second part. Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi. The first he quoted the Rishalmi that related to the question of forgetting the Saint Halamata and Shemei Tefillah. But now he quotes the Rishalmi that talks about something totally different. The Rishalmi comes, this one is smack in the middle of Tosfos. The last word on the line is the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi comes, Hayomi Bital. What does that mean? He's Omei Betal and he's Mazker Shal Geshem. Perish. Bimos HaKayitz. Oh, after Pesach. Bimos HaKayitz is in the summer months. So he's Omei Betal. It's a time that it's not a Geshem season. So you're not going to say Morid HaGoshem anymore. You should say Morid HaTol. Or you're not going to say anything depending on your Nusach. And he was Mazker Geshem. Right? He said Mashi Baruch Morid HaGoshem after Pesach. So Machzirin Osom. Uparech, and Yerushalmi is, Ay v'hatanya, betala baruchos, lo chivu chachamim lahazkir. Betala baruchos, you're not chayiv to say morid at all after Pesach. You're not chayiv to say morid at all. You have to say morid agoshem during the winter months, but you don't have to say morid at all after the rainy season. V'achi parech. Well, what's the kasha? V'achi parech. Ki eichi dim lo hizke klal mital eino ikuv. There's no chiyuv to mention tal if you don't want to. It's certainly not ma'akev in the bracha. There's no chiyuv to mention tal. Hachanamim amad betal vehizkir shel geshem ein lochosh. So too, if you say morid hagoshem during a time of tal, so what does it matter? There's no need to mention tal anyway. So like the whole thing is a zero. Like it doesn't matter what you say. Why should it matter what you say? Frakti Yerushalmi. If you left out tal completely, you're fine. So if you said geshem when you're supposed to say tal, does it really matter? Does it really matter? Umashani the lo dami. Yerushalmi answers, yeah, of course it matters. There's no comparison between leaving out tal during a time of tal and mentioning geshem during a time of tal. The lo dami hahu de mekel umatzli lahu de matzli velo mekel. What does that mean, mekel? What, if you're not lenient? No. Mekel means kolola, to curse. Perush, mekalel, klomar, eno dome, kishaome betal, vehizkish al geshem, shusim, and kolola. The mishaino mazker klal, lo tal, velo geshem, sheno makalel. If you say nothing, if you leave out tal, that's okay. You left out tal. So Chazal say it's not so necessary. Right? It's not so necessary to mention tal. Why? Because as is explained in the Mefarshim, a tal is a dover she'eno netza. It doesn't stop. The tal comes naturally every day. Geshem is not something that comes every day, so we got a daven for it. Sometimes it could be netza. Sometimes it could be a drought. You're not going to have the geshem. There's never a drought from tal. There can't be, because I'm not a scientist, but based on all the moisture in the world, the tal is something that has to be. Right? If there's no tal, the world will stop to exist. Right, that's just the nature of the whatever system it's called. Right, that the water it evaporates, it makes the clouds, it comes back down, it comes up through the ground. It's, you know, the water is circulating. Right? That sounded like I know what I was talking about.
That's
right? Okay, thank you. So tal is something which is not netza, but geshem is netza. So if you leave out tal, that's okay. But if you mention geshem at a time that you're supposed to mention tal, geshem is not supposed to come in the summertime in Eretz Yisrael. It's right, Eretz Yisrael, and in certain climates. So then, that's a siman klala. That's a siman klala. We'll have to talk about places where it's not a siman klala, but that's a siman klala. Eino domek shalmi b'tav izke shal geshem shu siman klala, mishenu mazke klala, otav lo geshem, shenu makala. V'chein alach lamaisa. V'chein alach lamaisa, shem omei b'shel tal. Izke shal geshem, if you say, morid ha-goshem in the summertime, de machzirin oso. V'im lo hizke mishneim klala, e machzirin oso. You leave it all out, so that's okay. You don't say Marat Agashim, you don't say Marat Tal, that's fine. That happens to be the Nusach Ashkenaz, to leave both of them out. But if you say Marat Agashim, you're supposed to say Marat Tal, or the Zman of Tal, so that's a Kalola, that's a Kalola, then Machzir Nusach. This is the beginning of the Yerushalmi Tosef. The Hadar Ka'amar, then Yerushalmi says like this, Koi Begeshem V'Hizki B'Shel Tal, Ain Machzir Nusach. Koi Begeshem, you're in the winter season, right? You're in Yemosak Shamim, and you mention Tal. So what's that? So it says, Yerushalmi, Ein Machzir Naso, you don't send him back. See, you said Morid Atal in the winter time. That's also the wrong thing. Just like Morid Agoshim is the wrong thing to say in the summer, Morid Atal is the wrong thing to say in the winter. See, you told me if you say Morid Agoshim in the summertime, we do send you back. If you said nothing, that's okay. But if you said Morid Agoshim in the summertime, we send you back. So why by the winter time, if you say Morid Atal, we don't send you back? Uparech mehocha, b'atanyo shal yizke guas geshamim machzir nosom. Our Brisa says if you left out Morid Agoshim, then we are machzir nosom. There he says, you're not machzir nosom. Koi b'geshem yizkem shal tal ein machzir nosom. U'mashani no, hod itgar, hod lo itgar. What does that mean? Hod lo itgar lo tal v'lo motam. If you said nothing, l'kach machzir nosom, then we do send you back. He's supposed to say Marad Agashim, he said gunished. Nothing. Then we send you back. Hode Idgar is Hode Hizke Shal Talu Mutter. If you said Shal Talu Mutter, you said Goshem, but you said Tal too. So that's okay. Then we don't send you back. Below Nahira says Tosis, I don't think that's the Pshat in the Rishon. The Pshitim Hizke Shneim Dein Machzirin Asom. Tal is like a zero. Mentioning Tal, since you don't have to mention Tal, so if you mention it, okay, it doesn't. It's Lomala Velomorid, as we would say, right? It's Lomala Velomorid. So if you mention Motto, you've said Geshem, so what's the problem? Like what's the Chiddush? If you say Talu Motto, that's okay? Of course, you said Marad Agoshem. So Tosfos says that's not the Pshat here. The Lona here, the Pshita, Mizke Shneim De Machzir Naso. Vim Lo Hizke Klau Pshita De Machzir Naso. That's not what the Rishami means. Elevade Yesh Lefare Yesh Hode Idkar Tal Had Lo Idkar Klau Lo Tal Velo Motto. If Idkar Tal, then you're fine. Even in a Zman of Geshamim, if you said Marid Atal, there's no need to go back. But if you're at a time of Geshamim and you said nothing, not Geshem, not Tal, then you do have to go back because you left Marid Agoshem out. That's the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Hadlo Idka Klal Lotalvula Motilfika Marzinos Avalim Hiske Tal Afi Mosak Shamim E Marzinosa. If you said Tal Bimosak Shamim, then E Marzinosa. You said nothing, they said nothing, that's a problem. Because you left out Geshem. But if you said Tal, then you're okay. That's what the Yerushalmi says, that's the Chish. So if you're holding Bimosachama and you said Maradat Tal, fine. Even if you didn't say Maradat Tal, you're fine. If you said Maradat Goshem Bimosachama, that's a problem. Maradat Goshem is Megareya Bimosachama. Bimosach Shamim, if you say Maradat Goshem, great. If you say Maradat Tal, that's also okay. But if you leave out everything, which means you left out Mati, you left out Geshem, and that's going to be a problem, says Tosfos. So the question is, how does Morad Atal save you here, right? Tosfos concludes, he says, there are those that say Morad Atal always, right? They'll say Morad HaGoshem during Yemos HaGoshamim, but they'll say Morad Atal in the summertime. Why? They say Marad Atal in the summertime, so worse comes to worse, they'll just continue with their Shigra Delishna. If they say Marad Atal in the rainy season, they're okay with the Evid. It's a good trick. That's Nusach Sfarad, right? Does anyone daven Nusach Sfarad here? I'm sure a lot of people daven Nusach Sfarad, right? So Nusach Sfarad says that. They say Marad Atal in the summertime, they say Marad Agoshim in the wintertime, but the trick is, I mean, you know, on Shmini Atzeres, one of the things that they do during Hakafis, right? On Shmini Atzeres, we start Marad Hashem. So people say it 90 times, right? Mashu Rav Marad Hashem, Atzta Dibul Hashem, Mechaim Meis Matzah Rav Loshia, Mashu Rav Marad Hashem, Mechaim Chesed, Mechaim Meis Matzah Rav Loshia, Mashu Rav Marad Hashem, Mechaim Chesed. Right? You feel me? The 90 times to develop the new habit. So people who daven are so far. They're busy dancing. They don't do this, right? Because they don't have to do it. Because if they said Marad Atal even in the winter season, they're fine. So they don't have to make sure that they have the shigur of the lishna to say Marad HaGoshem. Okay, this is Tosfos. This is the halacha. We paskin this way. Question is why, right? If Marad HaTal really is like a neutral, it's like a zero. It's not necessary to say. If you leave it out, it's nothing. So how can Marad HaTal save you in the wintertime, right? You're supposed to say Marad HaGoshem. So comes Tosfos, explains to Yerushalmi that if you say Marad HaTal during the rainy season, you're fine. Why are you fine? Marad Atal is just it's a shevach, but it's irrelevant, right? If it's not megareya, how can it be mosif? How can it save you if it doesn't take away from you? Now, if you miss Marad Atal when you're supposed to say Marad Atal, it's not a problem. So if you say Marad Atal when you're supposed to say goshem, that does save you. Why should it save you? It's not a pellet. That's the Beis Yosef's kasha. We'll get to it in a moment. Yes.
And the second part of the Yerushalmi, why does Tosfos present the first shot? You're just going to reject it. Doesn't seem to
because
reject.
Others suggest that pshat, right? Someone I explained like that. Where does he have this? Where does he start explaining? Oh, I'm sorry. Hadakam Yushami, Kai Begashm is Gital, Parch. Yushami had the Idkar, had low Idkar. Had the Idkar, had low Idkar. I have to see if others give this perish. I don't know. Why does he present that perish if he's going to reject it? I don't know. Sometimes the Rishonim do that. Sometimes, you know, Tosfos may have felt that if lo idkar means that you didn't mention anything, then idkar should mean that you mentioned everything. Why should I say that it's saying I only mentioned Tal?
But right? The Rishonim just mentions Tal.
It just says Hadlo Idgar, Hadlo
Idgar. When you close the second part of the Yerushalmi.
Koi Begeshem Mehizke B'Shel Tal. I'm not sure. Yeah. Comes the Beis Yosef and asks the Kasha, He says, if mentioning Tal is Lamala v'lamorid, so why does it help you when you're supposed to mention Geshen? That's the Beis Yosef's kashin. That's the Beis Yosef's kashin. So what is he saying? This is the last Marmokum in packet 24. What is he saying? It's merely Kaven the Tana Batala Baruchos Lukhakam Lahaskir, Hechas Korasatal, all of Mokal Mashachaiva Haskir Geshem. If you have to say Morad Agoshem and Morad Atal is Lomal of Lomorad, it doesn't help you. Right? It's not necessary. I shouldn't say it doesn't help you. It's not necessary. Even Bizman Tal, even Bimosa Chama, you don't have to say Morad Atal. So how does it help you when it's supposed to mention Geshem? It's like a neutral. It's like a. The Tzorak Lomar says the Beis Yosef, no, Shekevin Shebegvuros Einanu Sholim, Elamazkir, and the Shabeach Lakadosh Baruch Hu. In the bracha of Mechaimes, we're not shoal. We're not asking for something. It's not a bakosha. It's a shevach. It's just a shevach. He says, if it's only a shevach to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nehid lechatchila tzorech l'shabcho shumorid agoshem shu dover hanetzar. You have to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're supposed to lechatchila be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a dover hanetzar. That's the zman of Geshem. And Geshem is a dover hanetzar. Sometimes there's a drought. Sometimes it's being held back. So we want to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's Morid HaGoshem, but Tzarech Lisbal Olav. You have to be Shoel for Geshem too, V'Sein Talmata. V'Komokom B'Di'evanim Shibcho B'Tal Avu B'Shemitok Shein HaNetzar Ein Tzarech Lisbal Olav Me'achar She'Shibach Mi'a B'Dav Shu Tzarech HaOlam Ein Machzir Enosom. Avak Shalo Shibach Lo B'Tav Lo B'Motom Machzir Enosom. Beis Yosef says there's a difference between Shevach as opposed to Bakasha. When it comes to Bakasha, you have to be Mevakesh what's relevant for that time. When it comes to Shevach, despite the fact that lechatchila b'mosar Hashem, you're supposed to say Morad HaGoshem, supposed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Geshem, which is a davar hanetzar in that time. You're supposed to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Geshamim. But if you give some kind of a Shevach, b'dievet you can be yotzi with that. Because again, that's only the realm of Shevach. And the Baruch of Mechaim Meisim, we're only giving Shevach. So as long as the Shevach is relevant, right, it is relevant to that bracha. So that's enough b'di'evet. But for she'ela, if you don't say v'sein talumata b'mosag shonim, you haven't been yotzi achiv. When it comes to bakasha, you have to be mevakesh for what is necessary, for the davar hanetzah. But for shevach, he holds b'di'evet, as long as you meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit, that's sufficient. So if you say merad atal b'mosag shonim, that's why b'di'evet you can be yotzi. Okay? This concludes packet number 24, mentioning the Saint Talamata and the end of the Yerushalmi and Tosfos.
Going back to Tosfos for a second, and when you're saying that there are some people who would say Tal the whole year, is that in the winter they would say Tal and Mavruah?
No. That means that in the summertime they would say Marad Tal. They would say Marad Goshen in the wintertime. But it just means. You're saying why does he say they would say a kol hashana? He's saying they would say, it sounds like they would say tal umata. Masha baruch morid hagoshem ve'atal. Morid atal ve'agoshem. That's what it sounds like a little bit. That's not the minig of nusach sfar, as far as I know. Where the sfar? Chassidim. You give me a look, David. Right? What do you say? Right? You don't say both of them. What?
He's a big chassid.
Oh, he's masquerading as a sadi. Okay. Uh-huh.
You're saying you're doing eishalach all year round. You're supposed to, if you said no, say, you didn't say more atal. You'd be new.
What's his lashon? Yesh bnei adam sha'omim kol sha'atal. Kol sha'atal. Yitok shem regilim. Okay, b'mos ha'gashem, b'shach ha'mar ha'gashem, ein ma'chzir enoso. Mashiv haruach ha'morid ha'gashem. I've never heard anyone say that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Kol Sha just means that we say. I don't know. Nusuch Sfar is to say Marad Atal in the summertime. So because they say Marad Atal in the summertime, so the poskim say that if you forget Marad HaGoshem in the wintertime, you're okay, because if you say Marad Atal, that's sufficient. But this idea of saying Tal and Geshem, thank God, Tal and Geshem together. We say the same Tal Umata. Yeah, we Taka do say both of them together. But in the Bracha Mechai Mesa, I don't find it. Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah has a very important comment over here. There are a lot of Rabbeinu Yonahs that we're going to be doing with the next few days. You know, we think we did the sugya, but the truth is there are a few other Rabbeinu Yonahs that made it very big over here on this sugya. So let's talk about this Rabbeinu Yonah, the Hemshech of Tosfos. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah quoted Rabbanei Tzarfas, and he said in Devrayim about forgetting to say Talmud until after Shema Tefillah. So then Rabbeinu Yonah makes a very interesting comment of when one can say the same Talmud Matan. He says, this is on Daf Chof and Ralef and Daf Beharif in the old versions. And the end of Dir Maskel Umihu. That's the Dir Maskel before the one that we did. What does he say here? He says, let's start from the beginning. This is Tosfos that we just read. If you don't mention Morid Agashim, don't mention Geshem, you only mention Tal, that's okay. Ainu Makal bet filasa. V'gachem azirin also. After Pesach, that's a no-no. V'afilu b'mkomo shetzrichem ha-geshem b'mos ha-chama, im hizker geshem b'mokom tal, machzirin oso. Even mekomos that do need geshem in the summertime, it's a lot of places. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael they don't need Geshem. But in Bavel, for example, the Gemara in Tainus said they did need Geshem in the summertime. I think in America, in many places, depending on what the growing season is, they also need Geshem after Pesach. So Zok Rabbeinu Yonah, even in places where they need Geshem, Yosachama, you don't mention Geshem. Right? We say Morid Atal in Mechaya Mesa. She'im em tzrichim l'geshamim yishal osam b'shomei tefillah. Yishal os is like jumping from Hazkara to She'ela. Yishal osam b'shomei tefillah. They need Geshem. They can say the same Talumata in Shomei tefillah. Aval lo yishane mehamadbeh shetik l'chacham. The mabeh shetik l'chacham is to say morid atal or nothing after Pesach, starting Chol HaMoed Pesach. To say the same bracha, it means nothing in Baruch Aleinu. We don't mention Talmud in Baruch Aleinu. Someone who needs Geshem, a Mokom that needs Geshem, should say the same Talmud in Shomei Tefillah, he says. It's not, don't say it in Baruch Aleinu. Don't say it in Mechayim Meisim. Say it in Shomei Tefillah. Baruch Yamin HaBetainis, Shochalei B'nei Ninvei L'Rebbi, L'Rabbeinu, Kegon Anan, D'Tzrich L'Mitra, Afilu B'Tkufas Tamuz. My, Amalahu ki yichidim demisu ubishomei atfila. Rebbe told the Bnei Ninveh, right? Where did Ninveh live? Right, where was Ninveh? Asher made Ninveh, right? In Parashas Noach, right? Asher, the sons of Asher. So Asher, where does that help? Assyria, right? It's like where Assyria,
Mosul,
Iraq, Mosul. Somewhere there.
Oh,
yeah, that's
it.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently they needed rain, so they asked the Shaila, it's Tkufas Tamas. Tkufas Tamas just means in the summertime, right? There's the, what is it, the autumnal equinox and the vernal equinox? I also learned this in high school. Some kind of thing, they call it an equinox, they can call it Elmer, whatever you call it, right? So apparently Tkufas Tamas, right, that's in the summertime. They needed rain, even in Tkufas Tamas. So he said, don't mention Goshem and Mechayim Meisim and Baruch Lina. You're just Yechidim. The rule is, if a Yochid needs rain, they can daven for rain. We said Tosus on Chavtes and Aleph says you can put your own Bakosha. If your Sada needs rain, you can daven for the rain. But if someone is only a Yochid and he needs the rain, so then he shouldn't put it in Baruch Aleinu. Put the B'Sein Talumata in Shema Tfilah. That's the rule that the Gemara kind of says. So Zokta Rabbeinu Yonah, if you have makomos that need geshem bimos achama, don't say Morid Agoshem in Mechayim Mesim. Don't say the same Talumotar in Baruch Aleinu. You should put it in Shemei Tefillah. Don't be Mishana from the Mapeach HaChamim, but put it in Shemei Tefillah. They have a din of Yechidim, and that's what they should do. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rosh has a very, very famous tshuva about this topic. The Rosh felt that a Mokom, an Eretz, I should say, the Rosh says an Eretz, a large area, a large territory that needs Geshem, Bimosachama, it's not Bimosachama, they need Geshem, Bimosachama for the rest of the world, Bimosachama in Eretz Yisrael. Someone who needs Geshem, someone, an Eretz, he says, a large territory that needs Geshem in what we call Bimosachama, the Rosh says, I don't see why you shouldn't say the same Talumata during that time. Right? That's what the Rosh wanted to say. This is, we could have done the Tshuva Sarosh. I had a Rachmanis on the yeshiva, not to photocopy too much, between the Rosh and the Beis Yosef, it's like comes a whole big packet. So I gave you the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, it's talking about the same Talumata. So he quotes the Tshuva Sarosh. First of all, the Tur quotes his father, the Rosh. Right? The Tur quotes his father, the Rosh. Because of Oda, Doni Ovizal. This is in page 1 of packet 25. Tamani lama anunogin ki b'nei gola. Why are we knowing like the b'nei gola? Mehisha talmud shalanu hu bavel mikamakam davar shatoli ba'aretz lama nino kimosam. In bavel haisa metzula v'lo haisa tzvicha l'mayim kala aratza tzvicha l'mayim b'marcheshvan. What's he saying? He's on the front end, not the back end. He's not talking about Yimos HaChama. He's saying, we know in Eretz Yisrael, when do you start saying the same Talamata? Not December 3rd or December 4th. Right? Or December 5th. Right? So complicated when we start this. It's dependent on the leap years and shifted. I looked into this a little bit. It's complicated. The calendar. Right. A leap year makes it later. When did we start saying the same Talamata this year? Remember? December 5th, right? I think so. So it was December 3rd or 4th for many years. When I was growing up, it was 3rd or 4th. Now, like, it's moved to 4th or 5th, I think. Because something with the Gregorian calendar.
After 2100, it'll be the 6th.
There you go. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So, but we know in Eretz Yisrael, they don't start. It's not about December, right? They start Zion B'mar Cheshvan. It's a Mishnah. It's, you know, December 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, whatever it is, that's the calendar. But this is a Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says in Eretz Yisrael, they start the same Talmudah at Zayin and Mechesh. That's when the Yimos HaGashamim start. So Bavel doesn't start then. Right? Bavel doesn't need the Mayim until later. So Kol HaRotz HaZvich HaZlamayim and Mechesh Van, B'lama Na'achar HaSad Shishin Yom B'tkufa, Lama Lo Nasa K'mishna Seinu. So the Rosh, the Torah is going from the Rosh. I understand that Bavel may have been a Metzula. It had all the water it needed. So it didn't need water in Zion B'Macheshvan. So they're going to wait to say the same Talamata until 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei. Tekufas Tishrei is what? The autumnal equinox?
I don't know.
Whatever it is. Tekufas Tishrei. Okay, so 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei is going to be sometime in December, as we describe, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever the day is. So he says that's good for Bubba, because Bubba doesn't need the rain. But we need the rain. Who's the we that Rush is talking about? France and Germany, they need the rain before that. So why shouldn't we follow Eretz Yisrael? Let's start from Zion Macheshvan. Why should we wait till 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei? Ube Provincia, the Chachmei Provence, in France. Right, the Chachmei Provence, they lived in France. Ubeprovincia Shamati Shayusholem Agasham Shiva Yam Maheshvan Vyosham Maod Ba'inai Ad Khan. Wow. The Chachmei Provence started with Saint Talamata and Zayed Maheshvan. So the Rosh was very enamored of that. This is what the Torah quotes from his father. Ad Khan. Ad Khan. But it's not Ad Khan. The Rosh actually says more than this. He suggests this, but then he backpedals. So that's what the Beis Yosef quotes. Beis Yosef says, mentions this from the Rosh. And then he writes that the Rosh quotes from the Rambam. Let's pick it up from the Kosav in the Beis Yosef. They're on Omid Tav Lamed Vav. The first column, the bottom first column. Both columns are Beis Yosef. There's no Bachya. So the cost of Oba Osa Tshuva Shekin cost of a Rambam Persha Mishnah Per Kamdu Tainius. Shasha Omer Rabbi Gamliel B'Shivim Machesh and Sholos Nagashom Eino Ela Be'eretz Yisrael. Ubaratu Sheavirim Kavirav B'Shar Aratu Tzvichol Yosa She'ela B'Zman Shem Tzvichim Lagashom Ba'Osa Arz. The Rambam Persha Mishnah said this, that it's all a function of when they need rain. Right? They need rain in Eretz Yisrael and Zion Macheshvan and other Aratzos. It's all a function of when they need the rain. In Bavel, they needed the rain until 60 days after the Tkufa. But if they need the rain earlier, then they follow Eretz Yisrael. Same thing as Eretz Yisrael. They'll start at Zayim HaKeshvan. U'b'chiburo, but the Rush points out, in the Chibur, in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Tefillah, what does the Rambam say? Very interesting Lashon. Column 2. U'b'chiburo kasav, mishiva yomim v'makeshvan sholim esagashamim v'b'chas hashanim kolz man shemazke geshem. But medvar mamurim Be'eretz Yisrael, Hamed Ramamurim Be'eretz Yisrael. Avol B'Shinar, U'B'Suria U'B'Mitzrayim. Sounds like Iraq, Syria, somewhere around there, right? U'B'Mitzrayim also south. U'B'Makomus Asmuchim La'elu, V'Hadom Lahem Sholem Agasham B'Yam Shishim Achret Kufas Tishrei. So far so good. U'Makomus Shem Tzuichim LeGasham B'Mos Achama, says the Rambam. Those Makomus that need Gashamim, even B'Mos Achama. So now he's talking after Pesach, right? Even Masachama kigon iye hayam harhokim, like the islands, the far islands. Sholem esagashamim me'eshem tzrichim lahem b'shamei tefila. Then they say the same talumata in shamei tefila. Ulefum riata mashma, says the Rush. Lefum riata, at first glance, you just running through it. Lefum riata, just from running through it, you get the impression sheperish hamishna sosim hashakasa b'chiburo gevalt. The Rambam is so himself. The Rambam in Perasha Mishnayis writes that land sharot tzvicha lios hashaila bizman shem tzvicha legesham b'osaharetz. It's all a function of when they need the rain. If they needed the rain earlier, then they'd start in Zayim Racheshvan. And yet, in the Mishnah Torah, he talks about being shoel v'sein talumatar in shomet tefila during Yom Hashanah. Why in shomet tefila? I thought we say it's all a function of when they need the rain. If they need the rain, then they say the same Talmudah in Baruch Aleinu. If they don't need the rain, then they don't say the same Talmudah in Baruch Aleinu. What's up is the Rambam in the Chibur says you only say it in Shemei Tefila. Who says the same Talmudah only in Shemei Tefila l'chatchila? One word. Who says the same Talmudah only in Shemei Tefila? Better. That's true, Tov. But I'm talking l'chatchila. Yechid. Remember, that's what the Gemara says in Tainis, Rabbi Yonah's Gemara. So what's the Rambam saying? Do you say in Shemei Tefila? Do you say in Baruch Aleinu? At first glance, it sounds like the Rambam associates himself from the Mishnah Torah to the Perasha Mishnayis. Ki beperasha Mishnah kasu b'shar ha'otzu tzvicha liyos ha'she'ele b'zman shem tzvicha l'geshem be'osa ha'aretz. V'yasu otzu zman kilu zayim b'mar cheshvan. Alma shesholim b'birchaz ha'shonim. U'b'chiburo kasu she'iya hayam sholim b'shemei Tefila. So which one is it? Do you say the same Talamatar in Baruch Aleinu or in Shemei Tefila if you need the rain? Says the Rush, it's really no steer. You just have to read the Rambam properly. If you know how to read, if you know how to understand between the lines what the Rambam is saying, there's no kasha. Why? He beperish hamishna kosov aratzos v'vishya shchilik ben eretz yisrael lebavel le'inyan sheila. That's kar. Mizeh nilma she'ene koyim rabim elo eretz achas. Ve'osam omrim bizman atzorech lohem sheila v'vichas hashan. Avol bechiburo kosav mekomos shem tzrichim geshamim bimos acham akon iye hayom ve'inam nekroim eretz bifnei atzma hilkoch ki yechidim damu ve'omim b'shamei tefila. The Rush says there's a very big difference between the Rambam and Perasha Mishnah and the Rambam and the Chibur. Is a chilek between between, right, in Perasha Mishnah, what's he talking about? Aratzos. In the Chibur, he's talking about mekomos. Mekomos are not the same as aratzos. Aratzos is a big territory. Makomos is a small location. Aratzos have a big territory, so that's a dover choshev, right? So they can say the same talmudah in Baruch Aleinu. It's a large enough area, so if they need geshem, then they say the same talmudah. Makomos, the iye hayom, the islands are not so big. So it's an area, but it's not such a big area. It's just a makom. So since it's a small area, they have a din of yechidim. So then even l'chatchila, they can only say it in Shemei Tefila. They can only say in Shemei Tefila, they're not going to be able to say in Baruch Aleinu. That's Pshat in the Rambam. So the Rosh concludes the Taka, a place that needs Geshamim. It sounds from the Rosh, even Bimasachama, one should say the same Talmud. If it's an Eretz, you should say the same Talmud in Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu. If it's an Eretz that needs rain before 60 days in the Tkufa, before December 3rd through 6th, right, you should say the same Talmud starting from Zayin B'Marech Reshvan. That's what it sounds like from the way that the Rosh quotes the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rosh. That's what it sounds like. That's clearly what it sounds like. But the truth is, the Rosh backpedals. Yes.
Is it a function of the size of land or population?
I think population, the number of people, probably. And does that have the status of an Eretz? Or does it only have the status of a Mokum? I mean, because the rule is it has to be Yechidim. So Yechidim is people. So if it's a small number, then they're viewed as Yechidim. If it's a larger number, then that's viewed as an Eretz. That's a more significant chunk. So this is how it would seem, right? That's what the Rosh is saying. I mean, it's like Rabbeinu Yonah, except he's talking about the same Talamotah. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah says that you can say Morid HaGoshem in a place that needs rain. The Rosh is talking about the same Talamotah. So everything the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rosh Taka is in the Chumash of Rosh. But the Rosh himself concludes, I don't see this in the Beis Yosef, but the Rosh himself concludes, the whole velonis kablu devarai gamani nimna milishol ulahaska geshem bimosa chama bebeis hakneses shali. The Rosh says, look, I think what I'm saying is right. In lomdis, it's right lahalocha, but I got pushback. I got pushback. I don't know if he used such a lashon, it didn't exist in his time, right? But he got some pushback. So he says, okay, if lo niskablu dvarai, so I wasn't manig that way in my Beis HaKnesses, because I don't, I'm just a yochid. I don't want to make agudas, so therefore I'm not going to push my shita. He says, I'm not going to push my shita. Comes the Beis Yosef, and he says, why not push the shita? If it's right, it's right. If it's right, it's right. Oh, he quotes it, the Kitzin. The Beis Yosef in page 3 in Amud Tav Lamaches. He says, Kfar kosavti tshuva zu b'sama v'kosav yosu tshuva shalom eskablu dvarav. V'gami divi aran shekosavti l'mash l'chai b'kav. So the Rosh says, it was lo neskablu dvarav, they didn't like it. Talk to Beis Yosef, nah, v'kosav abenu hagodol ma'ari abu ab. Mari Abu Ab says, Shmeacha she'arosh kosa v'yosu tshuva. Sh'ava v'shu yochid haya yochol lishol. It is Sarchei Rabim, so even if you're Yochid, you can be Shoel. He didn't want to do it. Talk to Maria Buab. Mikan Raya Shema Yochid Ta, Vishol Geshem, Isman Shemin Adin, Lishol Tal, Shloyasar, Me'achasha Emes Nira Kedivya Rosh. Maria Buab says, maybe the Rosh felt that you shouldn't be noheg like his psak lechatchila, but since the Rosh really is right, at least b'dieved you could be noheg like his psak. That's the Maria Buab's compromise, so to speak. And he says, technically, the Rosh is right. The Rosh is right. So if the Rosh is right, if the Yochid made a mistake, he did the wrong thing. He said the same talamata. When the Oilam is not saying the same talamata, but in this makom, or I should better say, in this Eretz, right? In this Eretz, it's acceptable, or it may be appropriate, according to the Rosh, to say the same talumata. So even though lechatchila we wouldn't tell him to do it, but if he made a mistake and he said the same talumata in this type of Eretz, then he doesn't have to be chozer mispalel. We're not going to send him back, because it's not really a mistake. Since the Rosh thinks it's not really a mistake, so b'di'eved, we're not going to treat it like a mistake. There's no need to go back. That's what the Mari Abu Ab says. What? Why? So he explains. Me'acha Hashem is nirek devei Rosh v'afilu b'yachid yesh lo mokom l'espalel. El me'asibah niskeres hechosh yispa. El me'asibah niskeres. From the Siba that's mentioned, he doesn't want to accept it, that there shouldn't be agudos agudos. Hechosh yispalel b'di'eved she'ein b'kan zo sachurva. There's no problem of agudos agudos if we're talking b'di'eved. B'di'eved means he did it. Agudas agudas means if multiple people are going to be doing different things, so it looks funny. But but it's one guy. It's one guy. He was toa. He made the wrong thing. So there's no chashash agudas agudas nira she'ein lo lagza v'tzarachiyin ad kan l'sham. Okay, that's the psak of the Mahari Abuab, is that at least for the Eved, if he's toa, then it's okay. V'laniyus daidi, but says the Beis Yosef, I don't think he's right. Hayanira shekemish lo neskablu divrei harosh v'chol ha'olam lo nagu kein havilei sugin da alma de loke harosh. The hilkach hatoe v'shal geshem tzarech lachzer. Afilu be'eretz shekula b'chlola tzarech geshem b'mosachama. If the words of the Rosh were not miskabel, so how can we be mekel for someone who's toe? The svara of the Mahari Abu Ab is that since the Rosh technically is right, so be the eved you can rely on him. So Beis Yosef says, I don't understand. If the Rosh didn't accept what he was saying, right? If since lo miskabel dvar of the Rosh rejected his own chiddush. So how can you be mekel for that even by the Eved? But says the Beis Yosef, when we come akom, kevan sharav safek aleinu sipek aleinu es hadavar miyokel rosho kenegda. He says, since there's a safek over here, we don't know. Lachen roi lotzes mide safek v'lachzu l'spala v'toras nedova. So the Beis Yosef says, daven etzilas nedova al tonight. Because maybe the Rosh is taka right. You were supposed to say, it's, how can you daven another Shemona Esrei? Maybe not supposed to daven another Shemona Esrei. Daven a tefillah Shemona Esrei al hatanai. We don't really like to do that kind of thing. Wow, so this is the back and forth, right? The Rosh has this big chiddush. Rabbi Yon already sort of alludes to it, that for those areas that they need Geshem, Bimosachama, maybe taka you should say the same Talamatar in Baruch Aleinu itself. Maybe in Makomos that only have Yechidim, maybe you should say it in Shemat Fila. But if you have an Eretz, you have a large locale with a lot of people, so maybe you should have to say it in the same Talmudah. But the Rosh himself says, but no one accepted my Kiddush, so I don't want to make waves. So comes the Mahari Abu Ab and says, well, maybe B'dieved you could be Samech on the Rosh. Someone who's Toeh, who said the same Talmudah when he's not supposed to. I mean, this can happen, right? Same Talmudah, you say the same Talmudah after Pesach, Chol Hamoed Pesach, right? I told you, let's say you say the same talamata, I don't know, say the same talamata earlier than you're supposed to. So maybe for a toa, Dr. Marie Abu Ab, for a toa we can pass like the Rosh. Beis Yosef says you can't really pass like the Rosh even for a toa, because the Rosh himself says that he wasn't Makabel his psak. So he says, midei safek lo nafka though, you should daven a tefilas nadav ala tonight. So mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we have to see how the psak halacha is going to come down. Finish this sugya mitzvah Hashem, but this is a very, very interesting case. You know, this is very lemaisa, not just for someone who says the same talamata after Pesach, but lemaisa for what case? Let's say someone who visits Eretz Yisrael after Sukkot, between Sukkot and December 5th. What do you do?
Or the other way around.
Between Zion
Cheshvan
and December.
I'm saying between Zion Cheshvan and
Yeshiva, I went home for a simcha, and I had to ask the Rav what to do because it was after Zion Cheshvan,
right,
for December 4th, so I came home from Israel for that, and I was knowing to follow. I was being ready knowing to follow.
Right. So we'll see what the post can say a little bit. Maybe we'll talk about Peh a little bit, what someone should do in such a case, because they're going to be saying the same Talmud in Eretz Yisrael, but then you're going to come home. You were doing the opposite. You started the same Talmud, you're going to Chutzlar, then you're going to come back. Yeah. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about this tomorrow, and then hopefully we'll move on to the second chelik of the course. We're going to talk a lot about Havdolah and Chon and Ados. We have a little bit in the second chelik of 25, and then we have packet 26 also about Havdolah, and hopefully when we finish Havdolah, which is the next part of that memra of Ta'us, right? We have to talk a lot. There's a lot of lumdus over here. If we do that, then we'll move on to some other subjects. Do we do halacha now, or you want to...